Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Hello and welcome to the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And today we're going to be reviewing the entirety of Season 3 of The Flash, and we will be spoiling the season and sort of looking back on it as a whole. So I guess, what did you think of this season, Zach?
A lot of good stuff in this season. Pretty much consistently strong. There were a couple episodes that I didn't like quite as much as the others. Maybe some storylines that they could have done differently. And right up until maybe the last 5 minutes of the season, I was totally on board with everything they were doing. we'll talk about the finale in a little bit. But overall, really good season. Still my favorite DC TV show out right now.
Yeah, and I'd have to agree with a lot of that there. I'd say it's probably my favorite DC TV show still. And I would say I thought season two is season one might be my favorite season of DC TV anything ever. And season two is probably in the top three of those things. It was a slight step back from season one, but it was still great. I think season three was another slight step down, but it's still consistently enjoyable. I think maybe the high points weren't as many high points as years past. I think it was consistently solid. There weren't quite as many high points, and there was one or two lower points that really stuck out. But I look forward to this every episode. I love the show. I love all the characters involved in it, and it's a fun show with a good heart.
Yeah, and I think that's it's probably its greatest asset that makes it somewhat easier to make all the episodes more enjoyable is the characters that they have. I mean, they just have great characters on the show, and they've done a great job setting them up, and they know how to use them, how to not overuse them for the most part. And I think so even in some of those maybe less than great storylines, less than great episodes, there's still so much to enjoy just because you like the characters so much.
Yeah, and I think from top to bottom, it'd be tough to find a more likable cast. Of characters just in anything I watch. So there's just so at times almost too many characters just hanging out in Star Labs, but I think they're all likable, so I don't want to get rid of any of them. And I think some people were a little bit down on season three of The Flash, and I think that's almost a victim of its own success because season one and two are so awesome. And we're almost 70 episodes in, and The Flash never held anything back from episode one. They threw everything in there. And I think that might have hurt the show a little bit because there was less new stuff to do. And maybe that made them delve into weird time travel rules and universe hopping and stuff like that a little too much. But I think it's almost hurt because, Barry went through a complete arc really quickly in season one, and he learned and I'm not talking about necessarily as a character even, but in terms of he learned all of his powers pretty quickly. They threw in every villain almost in season one to the point where there's not as much new stuff to introduce. But still, I look forward to every episode, and it was very enjoyable.
Definitely. Yeah, there's a couple times in the season when they maybe have Barry face some sort of moral dilemma that it doesn't really hit quite right because they've done such a good job of establishing his character and what his morals are, it doesn't seem totally believable because you're like, well, we already know Barry. We know what he's going to do. But that being said, yeah, I think you said it right. They've done so much crazy stuff, and Flash continues to be the most comic booky of the comic book TV shows, probably. It might be hard sometimes to just come up with something crazier or as of equal craziness. That's the word I'm looking for.
That is more of a word, yes.
All right. So, let's just jump in, I guess. Thoughts overall of the season are done. It starts out with the Flashpoint / Paradox couple of episodes, which I thought was going to have maybe... They kind of try to call back to it in later episodes and say that it had a bigger impact, but for all intents and purposes, they kind of drop that storyline and don't really use it that much later.
Yeah. Flashpoint, to me, was a disappointment, mainly because of knowing the comic arc and the animated series that it's based off of. I think, or the animated movie, as a as a two-part episode, it's a fun episode. A lot of cool things. I really like what they're more enjoyable as long as you don't compare them to what they are. And in Flashpoint, it was just in the comic, it is a massive, massive thing. Huge, huge. Yeah. Storylines, and I think it's only something that could probably be done well in this universe as part of the crossover. So it was kind of a letdown. It honestly, the Flashpoint reality didn't seem that bad,
right?
You know, other than Wally healing slowly and Joe being a drunk, which he was overcoming anyway. It seemed like a nice place. So for Barry to change it didn't seem as sincere. And then by the end of episode 3, it, you know, remember Cisco was mad at him for a second, and then it was pretty much dropped quickly. They mention it more throughout the season and have some connections, but I and even up through the finale they mentioned Flashpoint as the reason for the finale ending the way it did, but I never really felt the weight of Flashpoint.
Yeah, and I think we would be less harsh about it if they'd even just called it a different word.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was the exact same storyline. It's just...
Yeah, it's unfair expectations, 100%. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah, totally agree with you on that one.
But onto the characters, this season, Barry and Iris was a big thing in sort of moving their relationship forward. And I you know, it was weird at first because they have such a brother-sister relationship, but I think it got... It handled better as the season went on, and they find some temporary happiness. I was kind of glad to see that they didn't, you know, there was some minor relationship drama that seemed a little bit forced, but for the most part, I thought it was handled really well.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're moving forward with them being engaged and hopefully married. We'll see. We don't know what happened after the finale, but it would be really cool to see a husband and wife in the show. And little side note, Black Lightning's going to have, well, he's going to be divorced, so I guess they're not going to be husband and wife, but we're going to see a bit of a superhero family. But I think it's going to be cool to see a husband and wife on one of these superhero shows.
Yeah. And both of those characters, it's tough for them to continue to have an arc with with them already established so far. But I think they did, you know, it's something that you could always see more of. You could always do a better job, but sometimes you learn a lesson and then unlearn it and then relearn it. But I think for the most part, they handled it well, and they're on a steady projection, even if it's not, you know, as fast as it was in season one.
Yeah. And I think Iris really is a driving force behind, especially the second half of the season with Savitar and the Vision and everything. And it was a very believable motivation for Barry for the things that he did. And so I think they used Iris and kind of the weight of Iris in a very good way.
Yeah. One thing I would like to see more of Iris outside of Star Labs and sort of doing her reporting. They touched on it a little bit earlier, but they, you know, the whole last half of the season, at least, was her worried about dying and dealing with that. So I hope they get back to that more. And I want to see, I love the superheroics, but I like seeing the normal stuff outside of that as well to sort of balance the show. So I hope they don't drop it completely.
Yeah, it was kind of funny in the finale when they see the newspaper and her name is attached to it again. And we're like, oh, the future has changed. She actually does her job in the future.
Oh, that's mean.
So maybe my favorite character on any TV show is Cisco. And it's just Cisco is Cisco in this season. He was really good. Like you said, the beginning where they had him be mad a couple times, maybe in the season, they had him be mad at Barry, and it wasn't super believable, but I don't think they overdid it, and they got away from it after the first half of the season. And other than that, he was just a really, really enjoyable character. And especially they introduced Gypsy as a kind of a love interest from a different planet, from Earth 19, right? Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
It's going to get hard to keep track of these all soon.
Yeah. And we get to see him use his vibe powers quite a bit. And I just really liked his arc in this season. And he's always funny. He's still funny. Still a great character.
Yeah, I agree. And get to see more of his vibe. I think, you know, they've touched on it and are slowly introducing more, but hopefully more in the future. So, Zach, what about Caitlin and the Killer Frost storyline this year?
Yeah. So this is a character that maybe went down this season, and in terms of how much I like them, how much I care about their storyline. It was kind of interesting at the beginning, just trying to figure out why she had her powers. But then, I don't know, it almost felt like they could never really decide on what they wanted to do with her storyline and would kind of flip back and forth. Now she's full Killer Frost, now she's Caitlin, now she's Killer Frost again, now she wants to be Killer Frost but be good. And it was just kind of confusing, and at the same time, it stopped being interesting after a little while for me.
Yeah, I really like Caitlin. But I probably my least favorite thing of this season was the Killer Frost storyline. So, having a best friend for 3 years, rather than see her get angry about something or something and turn to darkness and then into Killer Frost and then come back to the light, they had it almost like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing where, oh, if she's Killer Frost, she's mean, she hates everything. But then until she changed her mind. So it was like a switch flipped, but then later we saw she still has her memories. I don't know what they were trying to do with her, but none of it really worked for me.
Yeah, and so I'm hoping they clear it up a little bit next season maybe and let her keep her powers and just be good, I hope, is what we see happen, but we'll have to wait for that.
Yeah, but that's what I hope. But they kind of made it so if she uses her powers, she's evil.
Right.
And then, so I don't know how you can. So that just means Caitlin was a villain, a legit villain for a long time, and not due to her powers if she can really control it.
Yeah.
But, oh well. I still like Caitlin and want to see more from her in the future. So, but Joe was still Joe this year. A lot of wisdom. I guess we don't have much to add about him other than, Jesse L. Martin's awesome and continues to be awesome.
Yeah. He's maybe a better dad to Barry than he is to his real kids.
At times, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mean that in a bad way. That sounds bad, but...
Yeah. And another thing from this season was the development of Wally West into Kid Flash. What'd you think about him?
Yeah, I really like that they did this. I've been waiting to see him be Kid Flash for a while, and I think they did it in a great way, and he got his powers from the weird Dr. Alchemy cocoon Savitar thing, which is whatever, that was weird, but he's full-on Kid Flash now. And it is kind of weird that they drop him every now and then and like, or just give him an injury so that he can't really help. So I hope next season, maybe with Barry gone, he is just the Flash for a while, and then when Barry comes back, they can team up more, maybe have some threats that need two speedsters at the same time. But yeah, I'm really excited for him going forward.
Yeah, me too. And I want to see more of Kid Flash, Wally in action, although it does make kind of like what we've talked about on Supergirl before. If you've got two Flashes, two speedsters, Barry can handle most of the threats on a weekly basis by himself. So how do you come up with something on a week-to-week basis that is a big enough threat for both of them?
Yeah, and they did establish that he is faster than Barry, which... is kind of interesting. So I don't know if they're just going to kind of sweep that under the rug and not really talk about it in the next season, or if that will be a factor again in some future storylines.
Right. Yeah. I'm curious to see how that comes into play, if it does.
So the two biggest new characters, Julian and HR, I really liked both of them. Tom Felton playing Julian and the very multifaceted Tom Cavanaugh playing HR. The part where they're going through the different versions of Wells and on the different planets might have been the best, I don't know, minute and a half of TV that I saw this whole year.
Definitely some of the funniest, for sure. That's definitely a highlight that sticks out. And yeah, both of these actors were great. And I thought that, even in those two and Gypsy, who had a lesser role, and Tracy Brand later in the year, I think... pretty much every character on The Flash is likable, like I said, that even they bring in. And Julian was a jerk at first, but he did it in a likable way, which was nice to see.
Yeah, and I liked his story with Dr. Alchemy and the real kind of Jekyll and Hyde storyline that they quasi did with Caitlin Killer Frost. But yeah, that kept enough intrigue. And yeah, like you said, him being a jerk is fun, and then him being around the lab. I really hope that we see him more in the labs interacting with Cisco. They did it a couple times, and the couple times that they did it was great. So especially with HR gone now, I think Julian can fill that role in going forward in the next season.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm glad he wasn't killed off. yeah. So hopefully he'll be back in a big way. And I just want to see more of him. And Tom Cavanaugh is great in whatever version of Harrison Wells they want to play him as. HR was, you know, kind of the hero of this season.
Yeah.
Which surprisingly, you know, he's kind of a goofball, kind of seems useless at first, but you know, he's got a great heart, and he was a blast. You know, we talked about how he easily could have been too much if they let him talk too much, but they balanced it perfectly. His humor fitting in, he had so many quirks that were a lot of fun, and I'm sad to see him go. Although it looks like the Earth 2 Harry will be back taking his place, and I like that Wells just as much. It's just completely different. So I think the show will be missing some of HR's quirkiness for sure. But Tom Cavanaugh is great in whatever one they want to play.
Yeah, and I think I can say that HR is probably my favorite part of this whole season. And so I don't know if they could have picked a character that would have like hit harder to have die at the end. So
yeah, it's such an emotional moment and a great lesson, like we talked about when we talked about the finale. Guy, he's not smart. You know, he's not the scientific genius of other Wells, and doesn't have superpowers, but he was the hero of the day. And it was just a great arc for the season for HR.
Yep.
On to villains. What did you think of the villains? Obviously there was Alchemy earlier in the year, and Savitar being the big bad of the season. What did you think of them?
Yeah, I did. I liked what they did with Alchemy. As much as maybe I complained about the Flashpoint thing, I think it was a good enough kind of pivot. As much as they want to say it was tied to Flashpoint, they really were, I think, kind of rewriting it into the Alchemy storyline, because they didn't, instead of messing with Flashpoint, but they bringing powers back from Flashpoint, I thought that was a good way to tie those together and at least have Flashpoint tied into the season some way.
Right.
I really like that storyline. And then Savitar was really cool. I liked the way he looked a lot. A lot of twists and turns with, you know, figuring out that it's actually a different version of Barry and whatever, time remnant, weird future. All of that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, but you just kind of have to go with that on the Flash sometimes.
Yeah. I felt like that episode where they were talking about the more you do time travel, the less the rules matter. I think that was the writers directly talking to the audience. The more we do this, the less sense it's going to make. So just, it's best not to think about it too hardly, too hard. But so that aside, I thought it was an interesting threat. It does kind of bug me, the finale, how it ended with, you know, obviously Savitar had killed HR, and so it made sense for everyone to be mad at him. But in the finale, everyone was mean to him when Barry tried to save him and make him a good guy. And that wouldn't bother me so much, but Savitar was created because of their cruelty to him. And so I kind of wish the characters had sort of learned a lesson there. I know they're emotional and upset, but I kind of wish they had learned a lesson. Like, maybe we shouldn't be cruel to him. You know, Sisko was just calling him names, making fun of his face and stuff.
Right.
And I think Sisko's great, and it was just meant for comedic relief. But like, maybe he should stop and think of, you know, none of the characters stopped and said, maybe I should be a better person. Maybe I shouldn't call him Two-Face when my cruelty is what caused him to become a villain.
Yeah, that is a really, really good point. I think one way you can look at it too is like, as much as they try to change the future, a lot of times what they end up doing ends up causing the future even in a slightly different way. And so It's almost like this had to happen. There wasn't really much they could change. But they did change, I guess. They made it so Iris didn't die. So yeah, like you said, I think it would have been a really good, it would have been pretty cool if they did that with those characters.
Yeah. And I think part of what's so great about the Flash is I was looking back and thinking about the stand, like sort of the guest villains for the season. And I realized it, even the one-off characters, which I'm not usually a fan of when they use them once or twice, more villains are memorable on the Flash. They just make a lasting impact.
Yeah, for sure. We got to see Rival, Mirror Master, and Top. I really liked the visual effects they did with Top, even though it's kind of a silly power. they made it look really cool and kind of scary. Of course, we got to see Gorilla Grodd again. I wasn't a huge fan of that storyline, the Gorilla City and then the invasion of Central City.
Yeah, the invasion in particular was a major, was one of the low points for me. It was just sort of a letdown to have this massive gorilla invasion and Barry just run into it and fall down, and then they sort of move on. That episode was a major letdown for me with the way it was hyped. But I still like Grodd, and I hope they use him more in the future, but and maybe learn from their mistakes on that.
Yeah. And then, of course, we had the musical episode with Music Meister. I think I ended up liking that episode quite a bit more than I thought it was going to. Obviously, yeah. it's kind of risky to say we're gonna do a musical episode of this superhero show, but I thought it was really clever the way that they did it, and pretty nice that they resolved Supergirl and Flash's romantic woes in one episode, just got it over with.
Right. And of course, just one of the smallest roles of the season, but also memorable, was the Trickster of Earth 3.
Oh yeah,
played by Mark Hamill. That was a fun little cameo, and awesome of Mark Hamill to just to shoot that for something that is barely in the is really just an extended cameo.
Yeah, if there's ever a chance to get Mark Hamill into whatever you're making, get Mark Hamill into whatever you're making.
Yeah. So that's it for season 3. Is there anything in season 4 you're really looking forward to or want to see or think they'll pick up from?
Yeah, we've been talking throughout this whole episode about maybe some of the things that were less than great in season 3 that we hope they change. So, you know, the Caitlin Killer Frost storyline, I hope they just resolve it in a good way and just move on from that maybe.
It sounds so easy when you put it like that.
Right. Yeah, just make it good.
Yeah.
We talked about wanting to see Wally as Flash, Kid Flash, mm-hmm. See him involved more. And then I want to see Julian involved more at Star Labs, interacting with Cisco. Anything that specifically you want to see?
Yeah, obviously there's the cliffhanger that needs to be dealt with. I'm assuming we'll get to that fast, which was not a highlight for either of us. The cliffhanger kind of came out of nowhere, but I'm assuming it will be resolved pretty quickly, probably in the first episode. So. It probably won't have a huge lasting impact, but I could be wrong. But and they've hinted towards DeVoe, the Thinker, as a potential villain. They name dropped him a couple times, so I have to assume they plan on him being the villain for season 4. Not a character I'm terribly familiar with yet, but I think it will be nice change of pace just to not have a speedster for once as the big bad.
Yeah, that's true. That all 3 seasons, speedster has been the big bad, hasn't it?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.